Restaurants and markets are running low on a popular Great Lakes fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Just cutting a bluefish, and he's going back in the case, actually.
Monahan Seafood Market in Ann Arbor carries soft-shell crabs from Maryland, Alaskan salmon, Florida red snapper. But at the moment, they're fresh out of Great Lakes whitefish.
We're hoping to see it today, but we haven't seen it for the last week.
Bernie Fritsch manages the fish market. He says for the first time in a long time, they had trouble filling their whitefish orders for Passover. That's because there's a shortage of Great Lakes whitefish. Of course, with low supply and strong demand come higher prices.
It's been higher than I've seen it in my 20-some years here. So, you know, it's probably, you know, 30, 40% higher.
He says whitefish is running $20 a pound or more. To find out why whitefish are in short supply, I called up Mark Ebener. He's the fishery biologist with the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. First of all, Mark, we can get Great Lakes whitefish here in Michigan, but where else does it end up?
Just about everywhere. I've had a large number of fish come out of Great Lakes Basin and go to New York, Detroit, Chicago, Toronto. Those are the big markets. But some of our fish go to, you'll see them in California. In the summertime, most of the fish are used for fillets and stay here.
What's causing the whitefish shortage?
Well, it's a combination of factors. Number one would be significant declines in overall abundance of whitefish in Lakes Michigan and Huron, which are really the largest sources of whitefish for restaurants and grocery stores in the Great Lakes Basin. Second, beyond that, is the severity of this particular winter has been that the large fishery, which has developed in the southern Ontario waters of Lake Huron, never really had a chance to fish much this year because of all the ice. And the lack of that fishery this year has meant the reduction of easily over 500,000 pounds of fish that normally would be onto the markets and being shipped to New York, Detroit, Chicago, Toronto, and into Michigan.
We're hearing a lot about the decline this year, but how long has this been going on?
Well, the catch peaked in 2004 out of the Great Lakes Basin and has been declining pretty precipitously ever since.
How long do you expect it to last?
It's going to be a while. Right now, at least in Lake Huron, there's no overt signs anywhere that we're seeing any significant increases in whitefish reproduction, at least in the main basin, Lake Huron, where the big decline in abundance is taking place. The decline in Georgian Bay and the North Channel doesn't look as bad as it does in the main basin. In Lake Michigan, we've seen a decline in reproduction, but nowhere near to the level that we've seen in Lake Huron. So we're probably looking at a decade-long reduction in whitefish abundance in the Great Lakes Basin.
What kind of price are fishermen getting?
Astronomical prices that I've never seen in my 35-year career. And I think it would be safe to say that most of the commercial fishermen have never seen the prices that they're getting paid for their fish right now. We're talking anywhere between $3 and $3.50 a pound wholesale for whitefish, which is basically unheard of. For a large number of years, guys were happy with $1 a pound.
Mark Ebener is the fishery biologist with the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.